Verhulgard is a great big world full of adventure. But adventure might not be for everyone, and there are some places that are sort of a pain to get to. That's why, on today's Verhulgard Ventures, we're visiting Ivindr, one of the two major dwarven cities under the Solveig Mountains. Well, that's what we will be doing today, but I'm not actually in Ivindr yet. See, Ivindr is located above some of the richest gold, silver, and mithril veins on Verhulgard, and they can be a little bit paranoid about security because of that. So much so that the only way to get to the city is via these carriages, I guess, pulled through underground tunnels by magically powered steam engines. The tunnels are narrow, winding, and labyrinthine, and while it might be possible to get through without using the train, I wouldn't want to try it. Ah, there it is now. Well, I'll talk to you all later when I get to Ivindr and we get this Verhulgard venture started properly. One thing that always surprises first-time visitors to Ivindr is how bright it is during the daytime, considering that the entire city is underground. And as you get off the train, probably the first thing you notice is the enormous shining crystal lodged in the roof of the even more enormous cavern that makes up the city. It must reach up to the surface, because when the sun is out up top, the crystal refracts the light all the way down inside the mountain and lights Ivindr. It's been said by some that one of the most breathtaking sunrises you can see is here, underground, with no actual view of the sun at all. The second thing first-time visitors notice is that there doesn't seem to be any buildings. There are roads and signs and gardens and statuary, but none of what we surface dwellers would think of as a building. That's because Ivindr wasn't built by carving out, but down. Rather than front doors, the residents here have top hatches, and no real windows, but lots of skylights. It's a little disorienting at first, because you can see folks making their way industriously around, walking or driving carts, but there, at first glance, seems to be nowhere to go. It's best, if you're an outsider visiting, to have a guide, because the lack of vertical landmarks makes it hard to find your way, at least until you get used to it. Speaking of, there's our guide now. Listeners, allow me to introduce you to Velda of Clan Silverpick.
Aye. Ready?
Sure. Lead the way.
In first?
Please. I'm actually kind of starving.
Aye.
As you can hear, listeners, Velda is a dwarf of few words. When we first met, I actually asked if she could say anything else. Do you know what she said?
No.
And that pretty much sums up the conversations we've had. The inn I'm staying at this time is called the Prospector's Seam, and when I checked in, the innkeeper assured me they'd heard all the possible jokes, and I should keep them to myself. Unprompted. Honestly, it took me a minute to work out what he was talking about. Anyway, now I'm all settled in, and back down in the common room for dinner. Velda, you ordered a local special for us, right?
Aye.
Oh.
Problem?
No, not really. I'm just a little surprised that the local delicacy we're trying is, by all appearances, a hamburger.
It's good.
It is good. I can't quite place the flavor of the meat. What is it?
Mushroom.
Really?
Aye.
And the sauce?
Mushroom.
Oh. Huh. The bun's a little bit different, too.
Mushroom.
Is everything in this burger made of mushrooms?
Aye. Mushrooms grow well here. Cows and grains, not so much.
Oh, well, it's good. This drink...
Mushrooms.
Of course. One thing unique on Verhulgard to Ivindr is the quality and levelness of the roads. Over the years, the floor of the cavern has been flattened and smoothed, and this has given rise to a somewhat different form of transportation. Some industrious dwarf a while back decided to add wheels onto a pair of shoes, and then he learned to roll around on them, and started selling his new roller skates to everyone else. Since I'm here, I thought I'd try it. Any tips, Felda?
Have you ever ice skated before?
Well, I was gonna take Finola ice skating once, as a date, but she took one look at the skates, then the frozen pond, then me, and then she insisted we do something else.
So, no.
Yeah. Any tips that don't rely on me having ice skated before?
Don't crash.
I'll certainly try not to. I've got my skates, and the helmet I wear when I visit Homer Longstaff. I should be good. This isn't so bad. How do I stop? What?
I said not to do that.
Yeah, that's my bad.
You hurt?
No, I'm fine. Here, give me a hand up. Not that hand.
You've broken that wrist.
Yep. This is why I tell people to carry health potions.
In case they fall off their skates?
Amongst other things. Anyway, if you're an Evinder and more coordinated than I am, you should give roller skating a try. I think there's even a sport they play on skates here, but I am staying well away from that.
Wise.
I've already mentioned that Evinder sits atop some of the richest ore veins anywhere, and dwarves have been mining those veins for a couple thousand years. This is something that they can continue to do because, if you wait long enough, the deepest veins will grow back. Not instantly or quickly, but over hundreds of years, eventually the tunnels fill in and you can find new deposits of gold, silver, mithril, and gems.
Aye. And as a prospector, I explore the old tunnels, looking for new places to mine. Karse, it's dangerous work, on account of all the monsters moving in. Not to mention getting lost.
Yes.
Problem?
No, it's just, I've never heard you make such a long speech before.
Oh, aye. When it comes to prospecting, I can go on a bit more than otherwise, you can. Let's get moving. I've got a good feeling about today.
Sure, lead the way. Velda, why do you keep licking the tip of your pickaxe?
So I know what I've hit. I can taste the different ores and metals.
Oh. So what do you taste here?
Peppermint.
Really?
Of course not. It's rocks. Not sure how else to describe the taste, but they're all different. Gold's a low, mellow flavor. Silver's got a bit of a tang. And mithril is light and sweet.
Isn't it kind of a terrible idea to put random minerals into your mouth? What if you find a vein of lead or arsenic or something?
Then I spit it out.
I see. Well, listeners, I feel like Faustine D'Israel would want me to remind you that if you don't have dwarven poison resistance, maybe don't try to identify things by tasting them.
It's just granite here anyway. Let's move on. Aha! This is it. We've struck it rich.
What did you find?
See these reddish rocks here? That's bauxite.
And that's good?
Aye. Bauxite can be refined into aluminum.
Oh, I've heard of that stuff. A rare, lightweight metal. It blocks psychic energies, right?
Aye, that it does. Now mark down this spot on your map so I can find it again.
What map?
The map you've been making of the tunnels we took.
I haven't been doing that. Did you ask me to?
Then what have you been doing while I was mining?
Just sort of following you, I guess.
And how did you expect to get back with no map?
I thought you knew where you were going.
Of all the stupid muddle-headed...
Velda, I never thought I'd have to say this to you, but please stop talking for a minute so I can think.
Aye.
Okay. Good news is, I've got a portal scroll set to open a way back to my tower, so we're not really lost.
But the aluminum would be.
Right. So you just need some way of finding this spot again. Okay. Let's see. I can make this rock emit a sort of pinging sound. Then you just have to listen for it when you come back.
Aye, but anyone else could hear it too.
Right. So I'll push the sound out of the usual audible spectrum, and then give you this rock, which will let just you still hear it.
That could work. Not as well as a map would, but it'll do.
Well, hindsight is 20/20.
Aye, and thanks.
No problem. And for the listeners, there you have it, since apparently my trip to the dwarven city of Evinder is over. I didn't have time to cover everything, like the extensive Evinder jewelry market and gem exchange, or the Shadow Theater, where tales are projected onto a blank rock wall. Evinder is an old city, full of history, and if you'll pardon the expression, its roots run deep. We'll see you next time we go on a Verhulgar Adventures.